Hey everyone, it's time for a live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology for July 17th through 23rd, 2023. Sorry for the late start. We just have so much to cover that I was just like, I want to make sure I don't forget anything. It's sometimes the astrology, it just likes to bunch up at the same time, and you know, I always had my eye on July of 2023, because when I sit down and I look at the astrology for the year, I have a very predictable pattern. Okay, where's Saturn? What's Saturn doing? Where are the eclipses? What are the major, let's say, retrograde stations? Where are the lunar nodes? And where are the eclipses, if I didn't say that already? And we got a lot of that going on this week. Let's just sort of cover the obvious. A Cancer new moon today, July 17th. The lunar nodes change signs. I can't remember if they've already done that or they'll do that very shortly, but the lunar nodes change signs. We will talk about what that means, because I know for some of you, you're like, what are the lunar nodes? Again, we'll talk about that in a moment, and how like the collective North Point is changing for everybody, and even especially for you, and depending on where those lunar nodes are moving in your own personal astrology. Mars opposite Saturn, that alone could have been its own like intro piece, because the Mars-Saturn cycle really shapes and builds and marks our experience throughout the year. The Mars-Saturn cycle has a two-year cycle. So sort of the opposition today takes us back to the start of the cycle in April of 2022. What else we got? Venus turns retrograde at the end of this week on the 22nd. That alone could have been its own introduction, and how over 40 days, the Venus retrograde period is a 40-day period, we have to go back to the past. That's what retrogrades are. They're time to reflect, go back, look at our past experiences, look at our blind spots. And you know, very on brand for Venus retrograde is that somebody shows up from our past, especially if there's a romantic relationship that shows up from our past. Sometimes relationships start under Venus retrograde, but for all of us, it's to look at our past history with relationship. It's not just relationship, because Venus is the planet that rules money and value and sort of goods and services, and you know, maybe you know, looking at something that we didn't quite value before, but maybe we value it now. What else we got? We've got Leo season, the start of Leo season. I might have to like punt that till next week, because it's just, you know, so much happening. Sorry, Leo, we'll give you your full due next Monday. Let's see, Chiron also turns retrograde on the 23rd. This one that will also kind of punt to next week, because that can really get lost in the mix. So yeah, we got a lot to go through, and this is kind of as an aside, but obviously topical. I was going through the New York Times, and there was this article on, is AI the future of astrology? And I did my little spicy hot take on my Instagram stories, where I'm like, no. And just to kind of clarify, I'm not against technology. Obviously, I use it every week. But it's sort of this gets into this deeper conversation that we'll have to revisit. It's like, where, is technology our oracle? Can technology really be the link between heaven and earth? Maybe there's arguments for both sides. This article comes from the fact that the CoStar app, I don't know if you all use it, it utilizes AI to give you your horoscope, and it has this like kind of machine that's for some place in Lower Manhattan, which you can go and queue up and get your fortune read. And that's the other thing, it's like, is astrology fortune telling? Which I would argue it's not. It can't be, but I would argue it's not. I'm gonna post that link to the article in the show notes. And somebody uses AI every day. I use like translation services, whatever. There's a lot of possibilities for AI in astrology, but I don't think it's gonna replace your local astrologer. But anyway, yeah, we got lots to talk about. Let's just dive in. Let's start with, you know, well, for those that don't know who I am, my name is Katie Sweetman, and I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here in the New York City area. And every week we gather live to look at the astrology. And I know I see some familiar faces in the live chat. It's always lovely to hear from you. Let me know where you're watching from. It's just fun to see where in the world we are. I know some of you are what I call my Tuesday club. You listen to me on Tuesday morning, and for some of you, because it is Tuesday morning, you're in Australia or New Zealand, for example. But yeah, you know, you hear me say every week, the astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%. So how do we navigate such a big time in the astrology? How do we show up for Mars and Saturn? How do we work with the lunar nodes changing signs, for example? But anyway, let's just dive in. So yeah, here's the astrology for this week, July 17th through 23rd, 2023. We are rounding out Cancer season. So it's the last week, not the last full week, but the last week of Cancer season. And Cancer is the time when we sort of turn our attention towards home and family. Home and family means different things to different people. Of course, if we have past experiences, maybe not the most nice home or family, but we are human beings, and home and family are sort of this, you know, one of the fundamental things we need in life. So here we are, the Cancer new moon today, July 17th. It was at 24 degrees earlier today. I think it was 2:32 p.m. Eastern. And, you know, for each and every one of us, we're going to live that Cancer new moon differently. But what is Cancer? It's a water sign. It's the first water sign. It teaches us about what I call primal water. This is what I need. I need my needs met. I need to be held. I need to be nurtured. And these things are not a luxury. They are a necessity to life. And this might be a season when we are drawing upon that need to be cared for, to be nourished. Maybe we are looking at themes around home and family. What's a new moon? Well, new moon is when the moon passes in front of the sun. The light of the moon gets blocked by the earth. Sorry, my astronomy wrong. And that is a time symbolically where we have the sense of renewal. The page turns. It's a new chapter. And it's one where over the next 4 weeks, we are living life through the archetype of Cancer: past, memory, roots, foundation, ancestors. And again, these sort of bigger existential questions: where is home and who is home? And you keep in mind that a new moon picks up the aspects, and aspects is a relationship between one planet to another, and that aspect will seed itself through the next 4 weeks. 4 weeks is the duration of a lunar month. And this new moon is notable because it makes a pretty close opposition to Pluto. And just a little fun fact, you know, as we all know, Pluto is back in Capricorn, sort of wrapping up its time, wrapping up 15, 16 years in Capricorn. I know this is the last Cancer new moon with Pluto in Capricorn for 250 years. In many ways, it's bringing to an end a story that began way back in January of 2008. I know, it's a long time ago. When there is a new moon opposite Pluto, when there's a, in this case, it's something that we're very familiar with over the last 15 years, when there's a Cancer new moon opposite Pluto, and I don't know, for whatever reason why, I keep thinking back to the Cancer new moon that was opposite Pluto. It was also a solar eclipse. It was in July of 2018. But when we have it opposite Pluto, it says that over the next 4 weeks, it's not just Cancer that we're living and working through, it's Pluto. Pluto is an evolutionary force. Pluto, Uranus, and Neptune. These are what I call the three evolutionary planets. When you have an opposition to Pluto, something has to, and I say has to. I know you're like, oh, okay, the astrology is 50%. I know, but Pluto is a force. And if you've ever experienced a force, an earthquake, the water, if you've been in the ocean, I once had a really bad accident in the ocean, like that force is bigger than us. It will shape us. It will transform us. It will awaken us. In the case of Pluto, it will transform us. And with Cancer being so much of a sign that's about the past and memory and home and family and sort of these deeper emotional themes, and opposition to Pluto really makes us face something from the past or like tear something down. It's sort of that phrase, like you can't go home again, or you can't go back there. You can't, that something from the past can't come with you into the future. Pluto, and I'm saying this in all deference to Pluto because it's a necessary force, it will clear a path. It will tear something down and make space, because we need Pluto to tear something down and make space. And so every person's going to live this new moon differently. It's a time to really sit with the energy of Cancer. What's our relationship with Cancer, home and past memory, the mother, even if it's not literally our mother, our relationship with the energy of the mother or motherhood, and how we were mothered or how we mother ourselves, for example, and how, if there is some baggage, if there is some stuff in the past that we're still holding on to emotionally and sometimes nostalgically, not always for the best reasons, Pluto is saying enough. Or Pluto is really holding a mirror to us and saying, okay, you want to move forward, you want this, you want, okay, I'm going to show you exactly what's in the way. So we have a lunar month, the next 4 weeks, that is lived through the lens of this force, Pluto, transformation, irrevocable transformation, but also alchemy, and then this need to do soul alchemy, for example. And the soul alchemy is where whatever you are experiencing over the next 4 weeks, just maybe there's a subtext. Maybe it's actually not really about what you think it's about. Maybe it goes into the deeper facets of our experiences as souls and other lifetimes, whatever you believe in. Or maybe it's something that you don't typically, it's typically in your blind spot, it's in your unconscious, because Pluto does a really good job at showing us what's in our blind spot. So again, everybody's going to live this time differently, but this is a powerful new moon. And then the new moon is followed, you know, the person who's trying to get people to sign up for readings, by the way, don't do that. And please report this person. But yeah, anyway, scammer alert. Also, the lunar nodes are changing signs today. So every 18 months, the lunar nodes change signs. What are the lunar nodes? The lunar nodes, they are not a physical body. They are they're two points in the sky that make eclipses happen. They're mathematical points. And when you place those two points into the astrology, they form a powerful axis. Now, on an astronomical level, they tell us when will eclipses happen. So the lunar nodes are going into Aries Libra, so we got to get to Libra season and the Libra new moon of October 15th, 2023 to get to our next eclipse. Over the past 18 months, the eclipses have been in Taurus and Scorpio. So if you are a Taurus or if you are a Scorpio, you've been living this dynamic energy over the last 18 months. Life may not look the same as it did 18 months ago. Now the eclipses are changing. If you are an Aries or a Libra, yeah, this person's still trying to scam people out of, yeah, please block that person. Oh, my glasses on, can't see this name. Anyway, so yeah, the North Node going into Aries, which is a different shift from when it was in Taurus. And by the way, the lunar nodes move backwards. I've noticed Taurus to Aries is the other direction. The North Node in Aries says that over the next 18 months until January of 2025, we have to sort of reach for Aries. We have to inhabit that archetype. What is that archetype? It's leadership, it's bravery, it's courage, it's being able to stand on our own two feet and go after what we want. It's the power to, it's desires. It is power, it is desires. And what is our relationship with Libra? Because the South Node is going into Libra, which is the sign exactly opposite. Libra is relationship. So the Aries-Libra axis is relational. It's about relationships. Whether it's, you know, the other side, Aries is saying, okay, like I need to individuate. I need to go after what I want. But then Libra is like, well, wait a second. don't forget there's other people. You have to negotiate. You have to learn to compromise. You have to sort of take into account that there are other people and other people have needs. For example, with the South Node in Libra, we have to look at our relationship with Libra. Where have we lost our desires? We've overly capitulated. We've sacrificed our needs for the needs of others. Of course, life is a balance, and that's really at the heart of Libra. Libra reminds us that everything has to be in balance, but sometimes the scales are not in balance. And so this is a 18-month period where on some deeper level, we have to look at the imbalances in our life, whether they are relational, whether they are in different aspects of our life, because each and every person, Libra is a different part of your chart. And for some, Libra is career. For some, Libra is family. For some people, you have Libra rising. So it's very much about you and moving forward, but at the same time, having to look at relationships. So we're gonna have to keep coming back, but I just have note to lunar nodes and then sort of what they have in store for us over the next 18 months. But what I noticed is certainly back in May of 2020, the last time the nodes changed signs was January of 2022. Before that was May of 2020. Before that was, I think, November of 2018. But that shift into Gemini Sagittarius in May 2020 was very palpable. We went into a time where South Node is in Sagittarius. Everything was about travel, not being able to travel. Gemini Sag, what do you believe in? What do you stand for? What do you think is true? Everybody thought this was true. Everybody thought was that true. And I'm just saying that very neutrally. So the lunar nodes is like somebody changing the collective music. And maybe we're going to start to see the music change, so to speak, over the next 18 months. Okay, so we got lunar nodes. What else we got? We've got Mars opposite Saturn. Mars has been in Virgo since last week, if I'm remembering my astrology right. Mars is power, drive, motivation, action, courage, and bravery. Without Mars, we wouldn't get out of bed in the morning. And so we're going to be revisiting our Mars over the next 18 months because North Node, Mars ruled North Node in Aries, it's going to bring us back to this archetype of Mars. Mars in Virgo, it's very precise. It's very practical. It's very organized. Maybe over the past past week, you're like, okay, I got to get this done. I got to clean this thing out. I got to do my checklist. That's very Mars in Virgo. It's very technical. It's very tactile. It's also very practical and pragmatic. On the other side of the sky right now is Saturn. Saturn is in Pisces. Saturn has been in Pisces since March 7th of 2023. And the thing about Saturn is that it spends three years in each of the zodiac signs. So we're really, kind of getting into Saturn and Pisces, which Saturn is about structures. Pisces is about things that are beyond this world, the non-physical structures. Is a little bit of an oddball combination, but it just says that whatever we are building, whatever we are doing, whatever our ambitions are over the next 3 years has to be aligned with our deeper values, so a deeper sense of meaning and purpose and mission in life. And for some of us, we are working to have peace, Pisces. We are looking at our relationship with themes around forgiveness and letting go, Pisces. For some of us, we're trying to align our physical life with our spiritual life. And both Virgo, Pisces, these are the signs of helping and healing. So maybe you're feeling the call to help and to heal and to really be of service during this time. Or maybe you're just asking yourself very deep existential questions or even having a little bit of an existential crisis. So these might be themes that are winding its way through this week. Typically, Mars opposite Saturn, and from a very traditional standpoint, these are called the lesser and greater malefics. In traditional astrology, Mars and Saturn are not really looked at kindly, for a good reason, but I think that we have to see those two planets for what they are. Without Mars, we would have no desire. How would we make things start? How would we make things go? It's sort of the gas of the planets, so to speak. Thank you for reporting. And then there's Saturn. Saturn is structure. It's bones. It's sort of like how we organize our lives. You know, if you had no bones, you would just be soft tissue. Your heart would collapse under the weight of your lungs. You wouldn't be able to breathe. You would be dead. So we need Saturn. Sorry, that was a very Scorpio statement. We need Saturn in order to sort of build and construct our life. And then, you know, are things in order? Are things balanced? Have we been showing up and have we been, doing the right thing? Because that's the other thing about Saturn, and this is where I actually really love Saturn. When we are in integrity, when we do the work, when we show up, when we demonstrate maturity and responsibility, Saturn rewards us. And I don't mean this in sort of a transactional way, because none of this is about, you know, transaction, but we get that pat on the back. We reach a personal milestone. We get the recognition, so to speak. And so this might, for some, be a week of recognition. Hard won, hard fought recognition. For some, it's we see something is out of order. We have not done the level of work that we need to do. It is a course correction. For some, this week is a hard no. Saturn says, and I'm sure this is none of you. For some people, not the people watching, like you haven't been doing your work. You haven't been showing up. You haven't been honoring your commitments or time or responsibilities. And this is the result of not doing those things. See, that's not you, of course not. For a very small subset, you know, you really have been doing bad things. And like, that's when you get the karmic return. We'll see what happens. You know, I was born with Mars square Saturn, so I live with the energies of Mars and Saturn every day. So this is why when I was a kid and I was reading about astrology, and I was like, oh, Saturn, greater malefic, Mars, lesser malefic, Mars square Saturn. Oh no, these are like two of the tightest aspects in my chart next to Mercury and Neptune and Mars and Jupiter. So I've come to really love Saturn, but I respect Saturn. Things definitely take time under Saturn's energy. And it's to really see the path that you have carved and that you have been building since April of 2022. And then even that square in August, I think it was like August 7th, it was April 4th of 2022 was the conjunction. August 7th was the opening square. Then we had that long ass retrograde that took us into January. And then here we are at the opposition. So what have you been like? What is the result of all this work over the past almost a year and a half at this point? Okay, that's Mars opposite Saturn. What else we got? We got Leo season. The sun goes into the seventh sign of Leo. And you know, we'll talk about that next week. We are sort of leaving behind one cycle. You know, the first four signs of the zodiac form one quadrant. And then one set of elements, and then we go into Leo, which is the second fire sign. We'll talk about this next week. Happy early birthday, Leo. Then we get into Chiron retrograde. I'm also going to talk more about that this next week, but this is where, you know, there's a deeper emotional and psychic undercurrent to what we're experiencing this week. And to maybe, and I said this earlier, it's like, is it possible that there's a subtext to our experiences this week? Is it really about X? Maybe it's about something else. And maybe it's about something that's a little bit in your blind spot, for example. And this might be a new moon where we have to, because the new moon makes a square to Chiron, you know, Chiron's very retrograde, where something from the past, a pain point, needs to be resolved in whatever way that we can do that. So that's sort of the bigger arc. And let's sort of quickly go through the aspects for this week, you know, July 17th through 23rd, 2023. So again, we start the week with the Cancer new moon, but tucked into that Cancer new moon is Mercury square Jupiter on the 17th of July. And so Mercury square Jupiter is an aspect where we have a lot to say, we have some opinions, there's strong sense of mission and purpose and truth and convictions, and just make sure everything adds up before you go shooting your mouth off, for example. Then we get to, as I talked about, Mars opposite Saturn. That will be at 6 degrees, a Virgo and Pisces. So if you are a mutable sign, Gemini, Virgo, Pisces, Sagittarius, this is an aspect to watch, especially if you are a Virgo Pisces. Sun trines Neptune also on the 20th of September, also on the 20th of July. You know, the Sun and Neptune just adds to this emotional current that's very present in the astrology of this week. Then we get into the 21st, gotta look at my notes, and then we look at the 21st of July, and the Sun opposes Pluto. So that seed of energy that was in the Cancer new moon opposite Pluto, we sort of comes to a head when the Sun opposes Pluto on the 21st. This is a week where it's sort of like, what do we need to tear out? What do we need to tear down? What from the past is still there in our pipes, so to speak? And we need to get unclogged, emotionally unclogged, spiritually unclogged. And this could be, for some, a very profound week. Then we get into the 22nd. On the weekend, the Sun goes into Leo. On the same day, the 22nd, Venus turns retrograde at 28 degrees of Leo. Venus will spend, that was the other thing I want to talk about, Venus retrograde. We'll talk a little bit more about that next week as well. Venus will turn retrograde at 28 degrees of Leo. It's a 40-day period of needing to walk back and reevaluate what we value, what we invest in, what do we spend time on, what are our relationships, how's our relationship with money, for example. We'll talk more about that next week. And then we also, again, get into that Chiron retrograde. It turns retrograde on the 23rd of July at 19 degrees of Aries. It's in this whole mix with the Cancer new moon. We'll talk about that next week. And then we also have Mercury square Uranus, which should be interesting. That's on the 23rd. And Mercury Uranus aspects can sometimes shock us awake, get us to see things differently, open us up to new perspective, and even open us up to new choices. That's on Sunday the 23rd. Finally, something else to talk about next week, Pluto squares the nodes. So now the nodes are in 29 Aries, Libra, and it's making a square to Pluto in Capricorn at 29 degrees. So there's a lot of psychic force and psychic energy in the astrology this week. It's a pivot point, at least on paper. We'll see how we're living it. And sometimes astrology makes more sense in hindsight, and we'll see how this is all working out for us. So let's go through each of the 12 signs and sort of compartmentalize as quickly as possible what this week means for each of the 12 signs. Listen for your sun and your rising. I really think there's good information in both. So let's start with Aries. Aries, most important thing for you to understand is that you are ruled by Mars. Mars governs you. It governs aspects of your life. So it's opposition to Mars and to Mars. It's opposition to Saturn this week on the 20th. It's a big checkpoint for you. And of course, every Aries is going to live this differently. But if this is a week, Aries, for you to make sure everything is in order, everything is in balance. What do I mean by balance? If you are burning the midnight oil, as the phrase goes, Saturn's like, what are you doing? You're not getting enough sleep. You're burning out. And maybe this is a week where you are exhausted. If something is not right, maybe Saturn is telling you no this week, or showing you where you have to do this and that in order for things to work. Or, Aries, this is a week where maturity and responsibility hang over you, but you are stepping into that role and it's sort of becoming something. Saturn is the planet where things take shape and take form. It may be personal milestones. This is also a week that Cancer new moon opens you up to this time that's really focused on home and family. We are at the midpoint of the eclipses. This is a time when time bends, when things come in out of your life. It's sort of preparing you for the Libra new moon solar eclipse of October 14th, which is focused on relationships for you and this new beginning in relationships. Venus is turning retrograde. Venus is a relationship planet for you. It sort of is getting into these questions of romance and spark and connection, but also play and joy and creativity, and even individuality. And that's one something that's very hard in relationships, for us to be in a relationship and not lose who we are. And so maybe this Venus retrograde is like, how do I get back to who I am? Taurus. So Venus is what's called your ruling planet, and we find Venus right on the perch to turn retrograde in Leo, your sign of home and family. So this is a bit of a long time for your planet to be pointing down at home and family. So it's a period where these two subjects might sort of be a big factor in your experiences. There's a move. There's sort of these bigger questions about where is home and who is home. Your family needs more attention. Or maybe you're thinking about sort of abstractly what home and family mean for you. Venus retrograde, typically it is a reevaluation. It is to look at something from a different perspective. It's a time to go within. And because Venus is your ruler, you know, typically it's not about things starting. It's about really going back to the past and looking at things and sort of retracing your steps. And maybe, you know, you're on pause a little bit for the next 2 months. I know until, you know, September 3rd, I believe, when Venus turns direct and Leo at 12 degrees of Leo. So really use this time sacredly. Meditate, reflect, go back to the past, pay attention to the memories that are coming up. So these deeper questions about value and worth that are coming up as well. Then there's Mars opposite Saturn, and Mars is a relationship planet for you. And so this might be a week where either you have to make some big decisions about a relationship. Is it working? Making a commitment to another person. It's not just all capital R romantic relationships. It means all relationships. Like, how are you showing up for somebody else? For some, it is about something in a relationship that's not working. It either needs to be recalibrated, or for very few, it needs to end, for example. The lunar nodes are going to change signs. They are getting out of Taurus and Scorpio. Hey, you're a Taurus. So this sort of starts to bring this 18-month chapter, I would argue that it's longer than 18 months, to a close. You've got one more eclipse in Taurus. That will be a full moon on October 28th. And that really is the closing out of this dynamic period that has been on the back of a larger dynamic period of change and sometimes rapid change transformation that has been with you since 2018 and 2019. Gemini, so Mercury is your planet. It's presently in Leo, your sign of voice, communication, how you think and listen and learn. It's also about travel. And so maybe this is just a time when a lot of things are on the go. But with Mercury and Leo, it is making some aspects this week. And, you know, at the end of this week, on the 23rd, it does make a square to Uranus and Taurus. So you may have some pretty intense energies and, you know, awakening and shift, transformation, new choices as you go into next week. So there's that. But then there's Mars opposite Saturn. Mars presently is in your sign of home and family, and Mars is not the, let's say, Mars is a little bit noisy in this part of your chart. You know, there's a lot of things happening in the home environment. Maybe there's a move, maybe there's renovations, maybe there's people coming in and out of the home, maybe family demand more of your attention right now. The opposition to Saturn plays off of Saturn in what's called your 10th. So you're, you know, only a few months into a three-year process of really building your professional life, recalibrating your professional life, taking on more duties and responsibilities in the world. So see how this opposition shows up. It's a pretty, you know, like I said, if something's not working, so this is in the intro, if something's not working, you have to either recalibrate it or it has to end. Saturn is really that black and white. As much as you can, like, show up for yourself, show up for your duties and responsibilities, have good boundaries, maybe good boundaries with family, good boundaries in relationship, But this is a pivotal week for you, and to see how that really shapes and transforms your experiences this week. The Cancer New Moon is in your what's called your second sign of money and income. So this is a, you know, next 4 weeks really get into these deeper themes about value and worth, money, income, material stability, and material security. What do we got? Cancer. So happy birthday, Cancer. I know it's that last late week of Cancer season. And for those who have a birthday today, happy birthday. Even if you're born tomorrow or you're born on the 16th, you have this energy of the new moon that you bring with you into the coming year. That new moon says that it's time of new beginnings, renewal, but also new beginnings that may play off of Pluto. If you were born at the end of the signs, that these are like my July 20th, my July 21st, and maybe even my July 19th, like you've got Pluto opposite you. And so this is a time when you have to really make a change, make a transformation. And maybe it's not easy, but with Pluto, it's often necessary and sometimes even long overdue. That said, this new moon, and even if it's not your birthday, this is the new moon for you to really set your intentions, really start a cycle, because this is the cycle that's going to take you through your birthday year, for example. Then there's Mars opposite Saturn, and Mars for you, Cancer, is your is a career planet for you. Presently, Mars is in what's called your third, which is about, just making sure that's right. It's in your third, which is about voice and communications, all the choices you make. It's how you think and listen and learn. Saturn is in your ninth, which is about what do you believe in, what do you stand for, what do you think is true. So this is an opposition that's really getting into these bigger philosophical themes. You know, those are the philosophy that powers your choices, like the commitments that you make. And maybe this is a week that's really demanding that you make some commitments. Then there's Venus retrograde. Venus is your sign of home and family. And so this is a retrograde period, especially as with Venus and Leo, where it's really getting into these bigger themes about money and sort of whether it's how money is influenced by family in the past, how money is sort of connected to these deeper emotional needs, and sometimes how we like fill a hole emotionally with the material. Or maybe it's a need to reinvest in home, in family, in roots, foundation. But Venus retrograde will need you to reevaluate something over the next 40 days, and then you will see things from a different perspective as you go into the beginning of September. Leo is almost your season, so we have a happy birthday for those that have a birthday at the very beginning of Leo. So we'll talk more about that next week. But in the meantime, we got something to talk about. Cancer new moon. For you, Cancer is something called your 12th sign. I talked about this last week in Cancer season, but this new moon is setting you up for a 4 week period, which is the duration of the new moon, where it's about really shedding something, letting something go. For some Leos, this is about like something physical, health and wellness, cutting something out, cutting out an addiction, cutting out an attachment. You could be looking at themes about diet, nutrition, like how do you take care of your body? How do you organize your life? To use this new moon, should you want to really let something go, because this is the new moon. The 12th is sort of where we look at our baggage. It is, what do we want to bring with us into this new cycle? So your birthday season, for example, and what do you not want to bring with you into this coming new cycle? So be diligent, purge. I know that's a big word. I'm a Scorpio, so I'm like, yeah, just purge it. Let it go. But Pluto is wrapping up its time in something called your sixth. So this is sort of wrapping up this 15, almost 16 year chapter of really reforming and transforming your relationship with day-to-day life, health and wellness. How do you show up? How do you organize your life, for example? Then there's Mars opposite Saturn. So Mars is your sign of home and family. Saturn, it's in what's called your eighth. So this is getting into these deeper themes. Am I safe? Do I have enough? Saturn, we talked about this last week, but Saturn is going to be 3 years in what I call the eighth room, your eighth room. So this is a new moon period, and even that Mars opposite Saturn, where you have to really get into the deepest parts of your psyche. Saturn in your second sign right now, it is about money, it is about income, it is about your material life, and sort of getting into these deeper themes about value and worth. What's in the way of you creating material stability and security in your life? Maybe this is a new moon, or maybe this is Mars opposite Saturn that is trying to get you to see something for what it really is. And that's, you know, the eighth is a very psychological and emotional space. And sometimes it means looking at our blind spots, for example. And that's where the Cancer new moon comes in as well. Venus will be retrograde in your sign Leo until the very beginning of September. So to have Venus in your sign, it's very effervescent, it's very schmoozy, it's very beautiful. But there is a deeper side to Venus. And Venus is like, how do we negotiate? How do we get what we want? But in a way that's not Mars, where you sort of hit somebody over the head. It's like, I want this. But Venus is like, okay, you know, maybe actually we can do some business. Got a, you know, a little bit of a... you know, that side to it. But you know, Venus is saying over the next 40 days, you have to sort of look at how you show up. How do you negotiate? How do you get your needs met? How do you socialize? How do you connect with other people? Because the retrograde is about transforming something that then, you know, shows you this new path once Venus is direct. Virgo. So Mercury is your planet. It's presently in Leo, so it's going to be getting into Virgo soon. But first, it's like you've come to the end of a year-long cycle. And as Mercury is prepared to leave to Leo, it's like, what do you want to let go of this week? I know that's, I'm a Scorpio, so I'm always like, what do you want to let go of? Because when you're in the 12th, which is what Leo is for you, it's like you want to be very conscientious about what you're bringing into this next year-long cycle. Mercury goes into Virgo, I can't remember the date. And then it's your birthday season, of course, and I think Mercury's going to turn retrograde in Virgo as well. So it's going to spend a long time in your sign. But that said, it's like really doing the preparation, organizing behind the scenes. It's kind of as if you're doing all the planning for a trip, but you haven't made the trip yet. That's what Mercury in your 12th is like. That said, a Cancer new moon, you know, Cancer for you, you're starting to round out the zodiac. Cancer is your 11th sign. It's about community, society, humanity. It's not a personal space for you. It's really about, like, how do you connect with the world? What's your place in the world? Who are your friends? Who's your tribe, for example? And maybe getting into these bigger themes about wanting to be more involved in your community. But there is this opposition to Pluto that talks about identity. Who are you? And needing, and in fact, you know, sort of this coming to the end of 15 years, really transforming your concept of who you are versus the reality of who you are. And as you make personal changes, maybe your social group, your friend group needs to change as well. You got some pretty spicy aspects this week with Mercury, especially that Mercury square Uranus at the end of this week. This will be on the 23rd. So this might be a week that really shakes you up, gets you to see things differently, reevaluate things, and to let something go in preparation for a new cycle. Did I talk about everything? Yes. Oh, Mars opposite Saturn. That's the big one. Jeez. So Saturn right now is in your relationship sign. And you know, 3 years of really building connection, building relationships, tending to existing relationships, whether it's a big R relationship, a marriage, a partnership, or a small R relationship. The people that are in your life. Mars is in your sign right now, so this is a dynamic opposition. And so Mars, typically, it's in your sign, it's like you have to like stand up for what you want, you have to stand up what you believe, like you have to go after your desires, you have to stand on your own 2 feet. And maybe you're feeling a tension come in from somebody else in your life, and so it's like, how do you compromise? How do you find the midpoint? And with, you know, Mercury in your 12th, you may have to let something go in order to be able to get what you want. Libra. Libra, so Cancer season, especially this Cancer new moon, it's this, you know, it's a big sign for you, Cancer. Cancer is your sign of career. And so this is your new moon that really puts a spotlight on your professional life, the duties and responsibilities that you hold in the world, and maybe even your ambitions and sort of the things that you want to plant the seeds, new moon, to reach these ambitions in your professional life. Over the next 4 weeks, some Libras will be making big changes in their professional life. They'll be making a move, for example, going to a new job, maybe seeing changes in their professional life in other ways. This opposition, you know, the new moon makes an opposition to Pluto in Capricorn. Pluto has been in Capricorn for 15 years, and for you, Capricorn is the base and foundation for your chart, and every Libra, Libra rising has lived this time differently. I've seen the gamut. It's the need to really purge, to get rid of an old story about home and family, the past and memory. It's about putting new roots down, but sometimes just like with, let's say, plants, like you can't put it in the same soil. It has to go into soil where it's actually going to thrive and survive, for example. So whatever is happening this week, it's in the backdrop against this larger chapter that's been with you since 2008 that has been centered on home and family roots and foundation. So there's that. So it's a very dynamic next 4 weeks for you, Libra. Then there's Venus turning retrograde. Venus is your planet, and Venus turns retrograde in Leo. So this is a retrograde period, 40 days, where you have to really go within. And since Leo is your 11th sign of the future, society, humanity, your hopes and dreams and your wishes, your social circle, maybe you're looking at like these sort of deeper questions about value, like what is your value and worth in the world? How do you show up for friends and community? How does your friends and community value you? And you know, with Venus being Venus, like something from the past may come up, for example. Then there's Mars opposite Saturn, and Mars is your relationship sign. And relationships, you know, with Mars opposite Saturn, like you have to either show up for somebody, you have to be a force of maturity and responsibility, you have to honor your commitments, you have to make a commitment. You know, maybe it's I do to somebody, or it's like I will be there for somebody else. But Mars opposite Saturn is showing you what is working and what is not working. And for some Libra risings, it's a milestone when it comes to relationships, like a positive milestone. For some Libras, it's like really showing that you've hit a hard wall. For example, something's not working. It's time to say no, it's not working. But this opposition, this opposition is happening between your 12th and your 6th. So there's something that's getting into deeper existential themes. How do you take something that's in your heart and your spirit and make it live and make it real? Don't forget Saturn is in your 6th sign. This is a time where your day-to-day life has to be organized. It has to be tip-top. You got to show up on time. You have to follow through. Because when you don't, that's where Saturn is showing you the system is not working. So pay attention to how this week is showing up for you, because it's going to be different for every person. And for some Libra rising, it's very much about health and wellness. For another, it's about work, or it's about your career. And then again, it's going to be different for each Libra. Scorpio, so Mars is your ruling planet. It's presently in something called your 11th sign. So that's about friends, society, humanity. Who are your friends? Who are the people that you want around you, for example? But Mars is opposing Saturn, so maybe you're exhausted. You know, maybe you're trying to look towards the future and really feeling that Saturn energy of like, how am I going to make this a reality? Because Saturn wants to make things a reality, if that's what's in the plan, for example. So this could be a week, and every Scorpio is going to live it differently. It's like, how are you taking yourself and taking your talent seriously? So this could be a week where you see the manifestation of taking yourself and taking your talent seriously. For some Scorpios, it's hitting a wall. It's a hard no. Something's not working. Something needs to be recalibrated. Every Scorpio is going to live this differently. But by and large, Saturn wants us to take on duty and responsibility, wants things to take shape and take form, not just anything. It has to be in the right way. Things have to be above board. All the details have to be attended to. It has to be an integrity with who you are, integrity with what's in your heart and in your spirit, for example. But see what's starting to build and manifest around the opposition on the 20th. Then there's Venus retrograde. Venus is a relationship planet, so this might be very on brand for, you know, the sort of the classic Venus retrograde is that's a relationship from the past resurface. You hear from an old lover, you go back to an old relationship to tie things up, to give it another go, or you're like, oh no way, it will never give it a go. It just doesn't have what it needs in order for it to, but something needs to be tied up from the past. Or it's getting into these deeper themes about value and worth. Venus is turning retrograde in your career sign, so this might get into some bigger questions about professional partnerships or how you are valued in your career, how people see you in your professional realm, for example. Then there's the Cancer new moon, and Cancer for you is your ninth sign. The ninth sign is about foreign travel, searching, exploration, searching for truth, wisdom, and meaning. So you might be getting to this very philosophical time in your life. This could be for some Scorpios a time to put your ideas out there. You publish them. You have the Mars opposition, or the Pluto opposition. Pluto has gone back to your third. It's a time for you to really find the power of your voice and to get anything out of the way that is blocking the power of your voice. Sagittarius. So, Sag, Jupiter is your planet. It's in Taurus still. It will be until May of 2024. And for you, Jupiter is really pointing you towards, you know, kind of getting your life in order, taking care of your health, your wellness, sort of enjoying physical life, but also really tending to work and projects as well. Then let's look at this Mars opposite Saturn. So right now, Mars is in your career sign. You've got 6 weeks in total. This takes you into, September, I believe, whenever Mars goes into Libra, where you're really focusing on your professional life, your duties, or your responsibilities, really trying to get out there in the world, for example. But then Saturn is in your sign of home and family. So you have a tension point between these two major signs in your life, your professional ambitions, your worldly life, but also the duties and responsibilities of home and family. For some Sagittariuses, this is a time when you are settling down. You are really defining what home and family, who is home, where is home, means for you, or really kind of anchoring into your life more. For some Sagittariuses, this is a time of thinking about or preparing for a move. Every Sagittarius is going to live this differently. You do have Mercury square Uranus live this week on the 23rd. Mercury is a career planet for you. It is also a relationship planet for you. So see what sort of unexpected information or new choices or something out of the blue that comes in at the end of this week. The Cancer new moon for you, Sagittarius. Cancer is what's called your eighth sign. So this is a new moon that I say takes you into the eighth room, is how I put it. And over the next four weeks, you're really doing the deep emotional work, looking at the blind spots, looking at your psyche, looking at your shadow, for example. And this could be getting into themes about money and worth and value, material stability, finance, assets, especially with the opposition to Pluto. And this is sort of really coming to a close, a 15-year chapter that began in 2008 about money, income, material stability, and security. Capricorn, Sun is your planet. You know, you've been hearing me say this every week. And so it's, you know, the next big step in, you know, it's time, what's called your third sign of Pisces. And this is a very different period of your life than it has been over the past 6 years. It's been more existential. It's been more spiritual, for example. But Mars right now is in your ninth sign. And so this is a time when you have to get very clear about what do you believe in? What do you stand for? What do you think is true? What is your convictions? Like, what's your sense of right and wrong? What drives your, you know, sort of your, better, has to be better word, the moral compass, but sort of that, what sort of philosophy and sort of, what sort of even bigger philosophies, frameworks do you align yourself with? So Mars opposite Saturn really gets into these bigger questions about, okay, what do you believe in? What do you stand for? Saturn right now is saying you have to take your voice seriously. You also have to take your choices seriously. So there might be something about commitment and really showing up for a commitment that comes up this week. And for some Capricorns, maybe it's public speaking, maybe it's publishing, maybe it's getting your words out there. But if you are putting your words out there, they have to be rock solid. You have to really be in the authority and the integrity of what you're saying and putting out there, for example. Then we have Venus retrograde, and Venus for you is your sign of, it's a career sign for you. And so over the next, I'll do some quick astrology. Over the next 40 days, it's really looking at the other side of something in your career. You're reevaluating something, looking at hidden motivations. You know, what really is powering your goals, your ambitions out in the world, how you show up, for example. So it's doing some deeper emotional and spiritual work over the next 40 days. And then lunar nodes changing signs. So over the next 18 months, a lot of the action is going to be happening in home and family, but also career. And this is going to be a pivotal time over the next 18 months in those two main areas of your life. Aquarius, Saturn is your planet. And so Saturn right now is in Pisces. You've heard me say this week in and week out. So a lot of the stage of your life right now is so much about money, value, material stability, and material security, and making sure your material life aligns with sort of these deeper spiritual values, Pisces. Then there's Mars on the other side of the sky, and it's in your eighth sign. So this is really bringing up some deeper emotional themes about value and worth, material stability, and material security. Do I have enough? Do I have an estate plan? Do I have my assets organized? Am I making enough money? I'm looking at bills, looking at spending, looking at debt, looking at wealth. Every Aquarius is going to live this differently, but this is where your sort of, you know, very fundamental area of your life, your material life, needs to be organized and really kind of getting into these bigger questions about value and worth. See how this really shows up for you, because Aquarius, for you, Mars is a career planet. You know, do you need to make more money? Do you need to be more ambitious? Does it need to align with sort of these deeper spiritual themes and spiritual values, for example? This could be a pivotal week and one that really turns your life in a different direction. Not every Aquarius, but some. And also Venus for you is your sign of home and family, and it is going to be turning retrograde for 40 days in your relationship sign. So if you are in a relationship, it's like you and a partner needing to reevaluate something in a relationship. It could be fundamental. It could be an issue about home and family, the past, memories. Am I safe? Am I secure? Not just on a monetary level, but also on an emotional level as well. If you're not in a relationship, maybe it's needing to reevaluate the kind of people that you're bringing into your life, the kind of relationship that you want, for example. Or maybe it's an old relationship coming back in, something from the past, something from like deep in the past, for example. But every Aquarius is going to live this differently. Finally, Pisces. So Jupiter is your ruling planet. It's spending the next year until May of 2024 in Taurus, your sign of voice and communication and how you think and listen and learn. And so for Pisces, it's so much about education right now. It's so much about travel, and maybe not necessarily foreign travel, but really getting out and exploring, trying new things, getting curious, making sure your voice is heard, not just the words out of your mouth, but sort of putting your heart and your spirit and what you truly value into your words and into your choices, for example. Saturn is in your sign. It's been in your sign since March 7th. So this is a three-year period that's major. You know, the last time Saturn was in Pisces was 94, 95, 96. Yes, 1994, 1995, 1996. This doesn't happen very often. Mars is in your relationship sign. So this is a dynamic week of setting boundaries, looking at relationships, looking at serious relationships. How do you show up for relationships? How are people in your life? And maybe if you're in a partnership, having to renegotiate the relationship. Mars in your seventh is saying somebody is demanding, you know, an action. Somebody is demanding something from you. So how are you going to show up for that demand? For example, the Cancer new moon. Cancer is your sign of, self-expression, you. It's sort of really getting into the heart of who you are. So it's time of renewal and time of getting into your talents and gifts and abilities. And there's Venus retrograde. Venus is in Leo. And for you, Pisces, Leo is your sign of health and wellness. So this is a 40-day period where you have to reevaluate how you take care of yourself, how you take care of your body, how do you show up on a day-to-day level, how is your life organized, and maybe see things or evaluate things from a different perspective going forward. So I know, thank you everybody, I had to like cram a lot in there. I know sometimes the signs can get a little bit truncated, and but I appreciate each and every one of you, and I thank you for your time. And I know I see some familiar faces every week, and I do appreciate that. I know some of you are my clients, which I also appreciate, and you can always book a consultation with me. I'm on poweringastrology.com. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram. I just signed up for Threads. I haven't done anything with Threads yet, but you know, everything because my dog's digging in the couch. And you can sign up for my newsletter, for example. But we will sort of carry this conversation over into next week because we had a lot to pack in, and give Leo season its fair due. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.